Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. Buckle up for today's news, where we're serving up everything from heroic park rescues and wildlife relief efforts to a deep dive into AI at lunch. Oh, don't forget your skis, layers, and of course sunscreen, because we've got the latest slope report too. It's local, it's lively, and it's right here on Eastern Sierra Now. Before we dive in, make sure you hit that subscribe button and follow us on social media. Stay connected and stay ahead. It's the Eastern Sierra Way. In a remarkable display of skill and bravery, Death Valley National Park Rangers successfully rescued a man stranded in a steep gully. The individual, whose identity remains undisclosed, found himself trapped after veering off a designated trail. Utilizing specialized equipment and demonstrating exceptional teamwork, the Rangers navigated the challenging terrain to bring the man to safety by 7 p.m. This incident serves as a crucial reminder of the importance of adhering to marked trails and being prepared when exploring national parks. You can read more about this story at EasternSierraNow.com. As Los Angeles grapples with the devastating wildfires, the community of Mammoth Lakes is stepping up to offer support. The town of Mammoth Lakes has organized a fire relief donation drive at the Community Recreation Center, operating daily from 12 to 8 p.m. Local businesses are also contributing. Distant Brewing is matching all proceeds from sticker sales throughout January, donating the funds to Global Giving's California Wildfire Relief Fund. The Warming Hut is offering a 15% discount to all fire evacuees, extending a warm welcome to those seeking refuge. Additionally, Restore 395 is expanding its restoration services to assist affected individuals in Los Angeles. These collective efforts highlight the solidarity and generosity of the Mammoth Lakes community during these challenging times. Be sure to check out the full story on Eastern Sierra Now to see how you can help and contribute. Discover Bishop's newest fitness destination, Paradox Fitness, the gym where convenience, community, and results come together. Open 24/7, Paradox Fitness gives you the freedom to work out on your schedule. Whether it's early mornings, late nights, or any time in between, step into our fresh, modern space featuring brand new state-of-the-art equipment designed to help you move, strengthen, and thrive. Looking for motivation? Join our small group classes where every fitness level is welcomed and a supportive atmosphere keeps you inspired. At Paradox Fitness, cleanliness and comfort are top priorities, ensuring you feel right at home as you pursue your goals. Need extra guidance? Well, they've partnered with experienced local trainers to provide personalized coaching tailored to your fitness journey. Come see why Paradox Fitness is the ultimate spot to start and stay on track with your health and wellness goals. Visit today and experience the difference. In the rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence, staying informed is key. Tomorrow, January 21st, from 12 to 1 p.m., Mammoth Hospital is hosting a power lunch titled Competing in the Age of AI. The event features Dr. Michael Karch, a distinguished orthopedic surgeon and inventor who will delve into the integration of AI into healthcare and business. Dr. Karch will discuss the benefits and challenges of AI, its economic impact, and strategies for effective implementation. For those unable to attend in person, Eastern Sierra Now will provide a live stream of the event, ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to gain valuable insights into the future of AI, of AI, of AI, of AI, of AI. You remember Max Headroom? I'm old. Who's got the beef, Bishop and Mammoth? Look, we're on a mission to crown the ultimate burger champion, and your taste buds are the judges. From sizzling patties to secret sauce, it's time to let your voice and your appetite be heard. Current leaderboard, Copper Top Barbecue and Back Alley Bowl are fighting for first place. So you need to get out there and try those burgers so you can make your vote count. So head over to the Back Alley, head over to Copper Top, try one of those burgers. 2 days this week, just pick a day. We're doing a burger week. Go get one of each so then you can come back and decide who's going to be crowned the champion. How to join in on the fun of voting, you ask? Well, go to Eastern Sierra Now, like you didn't know I was going to say that. At EasternSierraNow.com, there is a banner that says, vote for best burger. That's all you got to do. Click there. Boom. You just put in, I think you put in your email, click on your burger. You're good. You can see who's winning right then and there. It's all tallied up in front of you. It's really fun. But get out there and try those burgers. That's the trick. And try the other guys too. There's some that are nipping at their heels as well. Third place, fourth place. I think In Diego, Astorga's, they're right there. So head out there and try these different burgers. Burgers are great. Why wouldn't you want that? Get out there. show some love to your favorite local burger joint. And the best part, brag that your pick is the best in town because, well, we all know that you're right. It's the perfect excuse to show some love to all these amazing restaurants and maybe confirm that your pick really is the best. Voting closes at the end of the month, so don't flake. Put your bun in the race. That's pretty funny. May the juiciest burger win. Here are some upcoming events. Let's do Money Better class hosted by Dr. Xenia McLaughlin, a friend of the channel. We'll continue tomorrow at the C5 Studios starting at 6 p.m. Be sure to check out the C5 Art Studio website to learn more about the course and its expenses. Also tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing Company will be hosting their weekly trivia contest starting at 6:30 p.m. There's no better way to show who's the smartest in your friend group, and the winners get a prize. And for the singers in your group, Liberty Bar and Grill is hosting a karaoke night tomorrow starting at 9 p.m. For more information on these events and more, check out easternsierranow.com/events. Or even better, get the mobile app. Then you've got them right at your fingertips, especially when you're singing karaoke. Oh, living on a prayer. What's next? Oh, cool. Pool table. See? You got it. Jesse. All right, snow enthusiasts, here's the latest from the slopes. The base depth has hit a modest 44 inches, just enough to keep the dream alive. With 174 trails and 23 lifts spinning, there's plenty of action to go around. The snow, well, it's machine-groomed and ready for your carves, slides, and occasional tumbles. For me, it's mostly tumbles. Today's temps are on the chilly side, so layer up like a human onion and slap on that SPF. Sunburn isn't exactly a winter vibe, unless it's your raccoon tan. That's kind of a winter vibe. Scotty's is serving up wind-blown carves that are calling your name. Elsewhere, stick to the groomers for that sweet, sweet, edgeable snow. Pro tip, if your edges look more like butter knives than skis, it's time for a tune-up. Sharpen those bad boys and keep the vibe sharp, too. See you out there, shredders. Are you looking for a grocery store that's got taste and a sense of humor? Look, Manor Market has been the heart of our community since 1969, and we're still clucking strong. See what I did there? What's in store? Wines that wow, from bold reds and crisp whites, we've got bottles that'll make you raise a glass and say, this is why I shop here. Beers that cheer, craft brews, check, local favorites, you bet. Ice cold perfection, always. Spirits that soar, whiskey, gin, vodka, or a little something fancy. We're your one-stop spirit spot, okay? Pro tip, pair your favorite drink with our gourmet goodies and become a legend at your next dinner party. Manor Market, where quality meets quirk, and shopping is anything but ordinary. Come see them. Get out there to Manor Market, because they're still clucking for you. Let's hit the hardwoods for some Bishop Broncos basketball highlights, proudly brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Be sure to stop by and try their hamburgers. You know why. The Bishop JV girls basketball team notched a solid win over Boron, taking the game 36-24. Jasmine Gonzalez was on fire, leading the charge with 15 points, while Ellie Boyd and Peyton Andreas chipped in 6 points each. LaVia Williams, Mia Montano, and Destiny Barajas also contributed to the scoreboard. Way to go, ladies. Another one in the win column. The JV boys battled down to the wire in a nail-biter, but came up just short, falling to Boron 42-39. Ben Kemp led the team with 10 points, adding 3 rebounds and 3 assists and 1 steal. Ryan Sharkey brought energy off the bench with 9 points and 6 boards. Key contributions also came from Tristan Charlie, Marcus Manletto, and Waylon Mayers, with the team showing grit and hustle throughout. Next up, Kern Valley to kick off the second half of league play. Let's bounce back, Broncos, and that's your basketball update, brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the food is hot, the lanes are slick, and the good times, well, they keep rolling. What do we got in the weather? For Bishop, looks like today, January 20th, breezy, plenty of sunshine, high 51, low of 17. Tomorrow, 21st, it's funny how math works, sunny skies, high 59, low of 25. And Wednesday, you guessed it, 22nd, warming up with abundant sunshine, high of 65, low of 28. For Mammoth Lakes today, January 20th, breezy this morning, colder with abundant sunshine. High of 33, low of 4. Tomorrow, not as cool with plenty of sunshine. High of 52, low of 13. And Wednesday, sunny and pleasant. High of 48, low of 17. Note, Southern California is experiencing the extreme fire weather conditions due to strong Santa Ana winds, with gusts potentially reaching up to 70 miles per hour. While Bishop and Mammoth Lakes are not directly affected, residents traveling south should stay informed about these conditions. Stay safe and enjoy the beautiful weather. And that's all for today's roundup, folks. From epic basketball battles to the best burgers in town, and a reminder to shop local at Manor Market, because they're still clucking since 1969. This is your daily dose of all things Eastern Sierra. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Follow us on social media and keep the conversation going. This is Eastern Sierra Now, signing off. See you next time. Man, I clucked my way through that one.